Two-sided luck activation. I read an inspiring quote the other day from Rocky Marciano, famous world champion boxer. In the ring, I never knew fear. What does this mean? One thing is his brain was fully present. No clutter from second-guessing or anxiety. The cherished flow state. The stuff going on in our brain is the main stuff that stops us. You see a pretty girl and you get a conversation going. But you are so nervous you don't notice all the signals she's giving you, both good and bad. The bad signals should alert you to alter your behavior, whatever is causing the bad signals. The good signals should alert you to do more of whatever is causing those good signals. But if you're like most guys, you hang on for dear life and finally ask for the number. She either gives it to you, but only because she's too polite to say no, or she comes up with an excuse. But because you're so nervous, all you remember is the words. You are too busy up inside your brain to notice all the other information. There is a ton of information flowing all over the place. Some studies put the ratio of the stuff that is actually happening to the stuff we notice at about 25,000 to 1. And guess what? If you're overly nervous about anything, that ratio is even smaller. One metaphor for the thing that separates the stuff going on to the stuff we notice is a pre-conscious processor. Our brains must come up with a way to sort through all the junk to find the good stuff. Some of this stuff that it sorts for is programmed in. Our name, money on the street, a snake, etc. Or the famous red car effect. You buy a red car and you suddenly see all the red cars. They were always there, you just didn't notice them before. But because you bought a red car, this was a signal that red cars are important. But then you get used to your red car and the effect fades away. Think about this from two sides. One side is to decrease brain noise as much as possible, to have much more of your brain power accessible. Two is to have a very robust idea of what it is you want from the world, to train your preconscious processor about what to look for. This is a very deliberate, very rational process. It's not about using any LOA mumbo jumbo. It's about quieting your mind and carefully adjusting your filters. Because most people don't think about this kind of stuff, they'll see you getting better and better, and they'll call you lucky. But you'll know the truth. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.